memo to the New York Times when Hamas fires 4,000 rockets into Israel's backyard, don't expect an edible arrangement gift basket in return with a thank you note written in Farsi. Holla! Bad boy, soy boy, strikes again. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! A two-state solution is impossible if Hamas keeps fucking Don Rickles lives. Holla! Bad boy, soy boy, reincarnated as a better-looking Rickles, obviously. Thank you very much! How does Farrakhan celebrate Holocaust Remembrance Day? Post termite emojis on Twitter? From dawn till night? But throw in the hashtag Natalie Portman is alright. Joan lives. Holla! Bad boy, soy boy, strikes again. Thank you very much! How did Congressional Rep Babyface Omar gonna work it out from Minnesota acknowledge the anniversary of Amy Winehouse's death on Twitter? Let me guess. She called her a beehive sporting, devil horn concealing, Jew devil parasite bitch who exploited the great Palestinian songbook for all it was worth. Gershwin Brothers live. Holla! Thank you very much! Who told Samuel L. Jackson it's cool to dress like Spike Lee's grandmother, who identifies as a jazz critic descendant of Sonny Rollins, in Tyler Perry's new film, The Uppity Cunt? Holla! Bad boy, soy boy, strikes again. Thank you very much! I should have replaced my no-show whiny Jewish grandma for a black grandma, for a wise black grandma at my wedding. Post an ad on Craigslist. Tyler Perry impersonators are welcome to apply, but must be comfortable performing in front of white audiences only. Did you know the national pothead smoking holiday, 420, is actually Hitler's birthday? I haven't felt this duped since my voice just cracked to 45. But besides that, I haven't felt this duped since Sylvester Stallone, Mr. Sly himself, snuck Mel Gibson into Expendables 3. Can I get a holla for Bad Boy Soy Boy strikes again? Holla! You're welcome. Thank you very much! High schooler hoodie problems. Hear my bus coming, daddy, says Archo USA. Doodle Dad says, pretty soon, Archo USA is gonna buy this town and put it all in his shoes. That's what he's gonna do. Hendrix lives. Jimi Hendrix blues. Holla! Thank you very much! Archo USA says, I know the town of Croton Falls is small, daddy, but don't be ridiculous. Plus, I'm going to build my own house in the woods next to another house I build for you one day so we could be neighbors. Plus, if I put the whole town of Croton Falls in my shoe, everyone will bother me in the woods to pick up their mail for them since I've absorbed the post office in my shoe, which defeats the purpose of me living in the woods in the first place. Daddy, got to go now or miss the bus. Love you, daddy. But only if you keep on rocking the high schooler hoodie look, or I'll stab you with our sharpest knife for real. Archo USA whizzes across the street to catch his bus in time in one spark smooth motion, which fills his doodle dad's heart with tremendous nachas, which means vicarious joy derived from your kid in Yiddish. especially when your 7-year-old son, otherwise known as number one Capricorn, born on New Year's Day, becomes more grown up every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Vince Vaughn and Chicago Live in fucking beautiful unison. Holla! Thank you very much! Doodle Dad, though, is having reservations about rocking the high schooler hoodie look any longer, which he should have retired in his 30s at least. He needs to be a semi-sporadic performing open micer at the New York Comedy Club in Manhattan if he could rally enough friends in attendance to attend again. Now, Doodle Dad was questioning the extent of his maturity, knowing he never outgrew his truly tasteless jokes phase, still took edibles over his precious one-hitter of yesteryear at 45 years old. Now, Doodle Dad still got asked for idea target with his three kids. Whenever he couldn't resist snagging another six-pack of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale for only $9.99, knowing it's the pale ale that never gets stale, Don Draper lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Still, it was impossible for Doodle Dad to stare down at a sudden gray speck beard in the mirror at 45, while still not showing any touches of gray on his chosen curls on top, but still think, you still look better than John Oliver does these days, but that isn't saying much. Holla! Thank you very much! Can't wait to see Bean Breast's new segment on the Biden inauguration through Zoom on YouTube eventually, called The Day Democracy Died. Holla! Jackie Mason lives if he continued to be an involved, politicized, nonconformist, fucking hilarious heap like myself. Holla! Thank you very much! I wonder if Beam Brett tonight possesses the balls, ever not, to make a joke about a third political party in the making called Burning Mask Party. Holla! For my first comedy record before the streak of 19, which I will submit to the Guinness Book of World Records, and if that judge says no, then I'll know that all of my comedy records will be ideal anti-Semitic qualifiers, similar to the great American Jew novel, written by yours truly. Holla! And of course, the mighty Hashem blessing me with the funny Jew bone that I've maximized to the best of my God-given ability. Holla! Thank you very much! Now I have to worry about a podcasting hosting opportunity slipping away because I made a joke over a second phone call about a donkey-shaped pinata with Governor Cuomo's ugly mug on it. Except, instead of candy spilling out when it breaks, piles of pink masks come out instead that say, Cuomo blows. Holla! Fuck that thug in Armani. Thank you very much! And for the record, when I did pitch that joke to my future employer, who offered me the job and then said it just disappeared out of the blue because of social distance concerns, sudden social distance concerns, that line did get a big laugh out of my future potential benefactor at the time. But I'm just so tired of acting like some gun-shy stiff out of fear of never getting a job in a post-woke strangled corporate America ever again, or completely fretting nonstop about never being able to snag a comedy manager in my lifetime because I dare to make fun of Obama, be meh, for nuke gifting Iran, $150 billion smackaroos and untraceable cash in the middle of the night so it could be used for overseas manufacturing jobs for Build-A-Bear to make the Iranian economy less reliant on the sale of hair removal products for the Kardashians. Holla! Bill Maher lives. He wasn't a sellout fucking pedo. Thank you very much! I don't think enough people listen to my comedy records just yet to be arrested for, what do they call it, libel? But at the same time, I'd be like, Judge, who names their production company Kill Up Productions? Case closed. Holla! Nick DiPaolo lives. Thank you very much! Also, if like Bill Maher did like one segment of the Podesta Brothers, I would completely, be my pleasure, withdraw that claim that he's a proud member of the pedo rape enablement open borders party. Holla! Thank you very much! Google Podesta Brothers artwork on Google Images. There's enough pedo installation artwork on those walls to make Marilyn Manson blush. Holla! For being in the zone of all zones. Thank you very much! So, at the same time, why do I have to be dressed up in a Brooks Brothers button-down of yesteryear in jeans to feel more dressed to impress the internet? One Love Entertainment Gatekeepers on my Doodle Dad Year podcast, which is only audio anyway. I think my son Art Show likes to see me rock the high schooler hoodie look because it helps ensure I stay young at heart and don't lose heart too. When I can't even get the Jewish Book Council, fake news proud Jews, to review my book, The Great American Jew Novel, after sharing stellar previous reviews from the Midwest Book Review, which is the ultimate proof that the material was not too overtly Jewy annoying for the heartland's taste. Holla! For shrugging my material off long time, all the time. Thank you very much, the Jewish Book Council. Can we get the freaking Jewish Book Council to review my book, The Great American Jew Novel, after sharing excellent reviews from the Midwest Book Review and from a book reviewer from freaking Prune, India, for Christ's sake. So I'm obviously not catering to the hysterical, deplorable, alt-right, dirt-rag contingency. I think it's like a safe assessment to make. At the same time, sending my book to the Jewish Book Council to review my book, The Great American Jew Novel, after sharing my stellar previous reviews, because I'm not an atheist has-been like David Cross, who hasn't made a good freaking W joke in 15 years, or an edgy insult about Laura Bush for that matter, that I can give two shits about, who just wrote a book which criticizes Hillary Hammer Time Cankles. At least Hillary had the balls to get rich or die trying, bitch. Holla! Thank you very much! Deep down, I think my son Art Show wants me to sport the high schooler hoodie look more than ever to ensure I keep on rocking in our big tech ruining world as a symbol of non-conformist resistance, knowing my comedy career can still take flight if I never lose touch with what makes me feel most kick-ass and in control alive, which is getting laughs long time, all the time, with big deal talking, New York made, ball busting, flourish, all the way, Sinatra lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Archo USA, my son, enters the bathroom, and it was his doodle dad, lost in thought, grazing the specks of gray in his beard with the tips of his fingers, and says, don't even think of shaving the beard, Daddy. You look weird without one. Like when you shaved it to dress up like Stan Smith from American Dad, remember? Dressing up our family like the one from the Cleveland show was no longer an option because Megyn Kelly already stole our thunder. Holla! McFarlane lives. Thank you very much! Plus, Cleveland, holding up the sign. Build the pool fence for Mimi and Papa to see on Facebook in Arizona would have lost its impactful oomph too. Holla! Thank you very much! That also would have come across excessively aggressively cunty for your taste. Holla! Thank you very much! Also, Daddy, I like you with the beard. Because without it, you look like a pre-K schooler hoodie. Holla! Bad boy, soy boy, Dad strikes again. Thank you very much! So, you won't be able to boast on stage about the Jews being chosen by God to perfect the human race. Your gorgeous sons who stem from your doodle dad year tree chunk. Holla! Thank you very much! It's just that the high schooler hoodie look rubs me the wrong way sometimes, kid, because it reminds me too much of Sarah Silverman, which annoys me to no end, especially since she came out to Twitter as a full-time social justice warrior to detract the world online and off from her once mouth-watering tits sagging popularity. Schimmel lives. Holla! Thank you very much, Schimmel, Dice, Sandler, Inner Sanctum, all invited on Ronnie's deathbed. Think Roddy knows a thing or two about funny Heebs. Bless the funny Jew bone that made him laugh long time, all the time. God bless Rodney. Rodney lives. Thank you very much. Ensuring genius never becomes toxic. Can I get a holla? My headline hooker prowess on display. Long time, all the time. Holla! Thank you very much. Nothing is worse than being reminded you're not as smart as others, especially when it's your younger brother. I've never had this problem because my younger brother asks my mother questions such as, is the St. Louis Arch like the Eiffel Tower? Plus my younger brother was also born on the same day as my wife, which throws the entire astrology chart into question. Holla! Thank you very much! My younger brother asks this question in a pathetic, feeble, half-hearted flail stab at trying to show genuine interest in another one of my mother's blood face draining historical site overview rehashes from her cross country trip back to Arizona last summer, which is almost as brutal as receiving the standard text in February from your mother. How you handling the cold scoops? Does my mother realize it would be an equal poor taste for me to project fake news, interest, concern, and send her a text in August and say, hey, Mom, how are you dealing with the summer in Arizona in August practically melting to fucking death? Holla! Thank you very much! Yesterday afternoon, my son, Archo USA, won the Winter Bouquet Adornment Contest over his big sister by unanimous decision. Daughter asks, so Daddy, whose winter bouquet do you like better? I say, Archo's artful placement of pine needles and ferns is a more impressive assemblage of winterland FU forestry in your face. Ha! Ah, thank you very much! But you had more empty space to fill in your regular vase compared to the IPA glass. Art show made burst with over-the-top greenery flavor. Daughter blurts in a fumed, semi-playful, disgustful manner as a form of self-defense against crying on the spot in real time. Goodbye! Seconds later, she storms back in my direction and wails me in the back four times in a row at least. I try to defuse big sister's bruised ego in the face of her younger brother's more impressive showing of floral, foraging genius on display. Matilda, you'll have to find a way to accept that you're not always going to be so equal to your younger brother. Get used to it. Big sis gets up from her seat and whales me on the back with more menace than ever before. And says, in true non-ugly feminist fighter fashion, I don't want to get used to it. You can't tuck me in for a whole month. Holla! For comedy. Like the Norm MacDonald said, the best lines where truth meets fiction. Boom shakalaka. Thank you very much. Reality is, this wasn't the first time hiring genius at work, being rubbed in her face again and again, forcing her to contemplate her diminutively diminished creator stature every time they've had a Lego Duplo build-off. Before each build-off, I'll command, show me genius! The way Sid Caesar did to his dream team of comedy writers back in the day on your show of shows, showcasing an all-star cast of who's who in American comedy in its infancy, including Neil Simon, Woody Allen, Carl Reiner, and Mel Brooks, to name a few. Most people don't know this, but Woody Allen was actually caught stashing Polaroid pictures of a naked 9-year-old, Sun Yi, in her top sock drawer. The only pictures that were missing from the collection was a picture of Sun Yi crying on the cover of Time Life magazine. Oliver Stone lives. Holla! Platoon, still great. Awesome masterpiece. Thank you very much! So was Born the 4th of July. Even better. Thank you very much! Now, my increasing concern is about making sure my son's rising tide of genius doesn't sink Big Sister's rock-solid self-esteem, leading to more self-defeating thoughts which can derail their love boat of a relationship forever, especially knowing that Big Sis started sweating her younger brother's latent mojo rising from the womb when I came up with the idea, hey, babe, when Arthur's born, how about we call him the Art Show? And then Big Sis, who's like 2 at this point, gets completely defensive and immediately stakes her territory and says, no, it's my show. Holla! My kid's hilarious one-liners. And for celebrating them, my gazillionth comedy record already, and the best is yet to come. Sinatra lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I've never had a love boat of a relationship with my younger brother. Smooth sailing has eluded our blood-on-blood journey through the winds of change. Bon Jovi and Scorpions live in one beautiful, seamless swoop. You're welcome. Holla! Hair metal rules. Thank you very much! So yeah, smooth sailing has eluded our blood-on-blood journey through the winds of change. Especially when younger brother attempts to take the wind out of your sails by taunting the unemployed comedian slash father of 3. But having accomplished nothing but birthing 3 genius babies. And this is after I've written for TV twice, produced 500 plus podcasts, 19 comedy records, and written the Great American Jew novel. Holla! Thank you very much! In addition to Waist of Height, really short stories, Control My Kids a Comedy, a love story, and Do It All, Dad Does Jokes, and a pre-election comedy special, Resist This! Holla! For sure, I'll get off my resume a long time, because LinkedIn won't. Thank you very much! Of course, the insult was intended to prop up his non-existent self-esteem, and intended to get a rise out of me. Instead, I text back with, have a nice day. Thanks to endless airplay of Bon Jovi's greatest hits in our stuck in Gen X land SUV. There's no denying how my kids keep me young at heart. Why else would I get asked for ID at Target with my 3 kids in tow? On occasion when this happens, I'll have fun and state, when you think I found the time to bag out my 3 kids exactly between precalculus and pounding Zimas along North Avenue senior year in high school to Rumshaker when Rex in Effect broke big. Holla! 97.1. Flunk. So for a decent period of time, before I had to give up my old office, Matilda, Singing Rose Kornbluth, and her younger brother, Archer USA, have been bunkmates. And Matilda is the dream older Jewish sister I always wanted and never had. She's funny, sweet, wise beyond her years, and super athletic. Pitcher Tatum O'Neill from the Bad News Bears, crossbred with Punky Brewster. Is big sister Matilda into her Barbies a tad much for younger brother's taste? Sure. Does the new Pope suck at micromanaging pedophilia? Holla! Thank you very much! Sure. But I was obsessed with my epic G.I. Joe woodblock constructed battles for the ages. So I get the infinite appeal in getting lost into imaginary playland. I'm still writing blogs and recording comedy records for free at 45 years old with three kids to feed, for Christ's sake. Apparently the apple doesn't fall too far from daddy's extra long tree jacked legs of creativity over here. Holla! Thank you very much! Sibling rivalries can be healthy. Look what the Manning brothers have accomplished. To this day, the image of Peyton in the skybox, this Hall of Fame dad, Archie Manning, pumping his fist, cheering his baby bro on as he marched the G-Man downfield against the undefeated Patriots, ultimately derail Brady's perfect season, still brings chills of good vibrations down my spine. Beach Boys live. Holla! Thank you very much! And due to the fact that Eli completely ruined Brady's perfect season, makes him a bigger pimp in my eyes. So Brady is married to Giselle. Big deal. She's still 80 in model years. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, her uppity lisp is not winning Giselle any popularity contest over Tyra Banks anytime soon either. Holla! Thank you very much! I won. Big sister Matilda, Singing Shoshana Kornbluth, to always be her younger brother's go-to pumper-upper, regardless if he ends up being commissioned as the future architect to build the Total Recall-themed Trump Tower on Mars one day. If Space Force is actually on Trump's side and finally decides to get their shit together and remove the imposter, Mr. Grober, from the White House forevermore. Holla! Got a dream, Dave! De Palma lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Ensuring genius doesn't become toxic, and ruin the one-of-a-kind bond baby brother and big sister have won't be a stretch. If I continue to pound into the craniums the importance of building each other up when deserved versus constant belittling and tearing each other down to feel better about their self-esteem lowered punctured selves. Holla! Thank you very much! Because if we can't enjoy our home team wins, we're an average, dumpy, distant family like the rest. Can I get a holla for preaching the gospel a long time? And I'm sorry, woke millennial musketeer editor that like worked on this book that I'm performing from right now. Oh, that doesn't pertain to your family? I don't give a fuck. It's my story. Go woke yourself. Holla! Thank you very much! Matilda also had her first grade teacher, second grade, third, and fourth, all admitting to me in person about wanting clones of future students molded in her honor. So, her ego isn't perpetually down in the dumps about her winter bouquet creation bust in the presence of her younger brother's towering, more impressive building genius just yet. Holla! Boom shakalaka for busting balls a long time. If my heart a goal. Thank you very much! Coming to terms with my ex-social life pre-three kids. West Hollywood was fun. Mika couldn't speak a paragraph full of English. She took me out to Sushi Roku on Beverly Boulevard for my 22nd birthday. She had silky smooth, beautiful long hair. Her eyes penetrated me whole. You were right. I should have broken up with you like a man. Sorry, special. Mika lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Now, I don't have to waste my angel hair pasta and white clam sauce with pepperoncinis on a baby-faced Southern gal, only for her to ask if she could bring home leftovers for desserts. Not heck. Thank you very much! I had to endure my friend JT's tasteless Nazi jokes, pre-fake news, but he was half my size. And I knew he was a jealous Gentile because of my chosen curls and Vince Vaughn aura. He did call me a social genius, though. Miss you, pal. Dirt on Netflix was awesome. Would have loved to have been in the same room with you when they played On with the Show at the end. Old school. Ithaca College. Buds live on. So does Band the Gypsies, which we bonded over after puking our brains out to half a bottle of Bacardi soon after. Holla! Thank you very much! My old roommate Dan was right. I did puff the ganja in excess for my lack of buds nearby at the time. Jacob, my dealer, was the best. Always made him laugh. And I wasn't very funny back then either. Totally blanking on how I met him. Holla! Thank you very much! I'm so lucky. Erica pushed me to write, create, and stretch my imagination. She bought us tickets for a taping of Friends for my birthday. She pointed out a writer talking to Ross between takes and says, "That could be you. You made me believe I could be a big-time writer one day." Despite never reading The Invisible Man or any Shakespeare during high school or after, I loved your sisters for loving you whole. Memories of making Dana laugh and your mom smile, which is easier said than done, fill me with tingly cheer today after all these years. We became all work with little money to play. I wouldn't have gotten the amazing high of being introduced as a writer when I got hired by VH1 Classic in Manhattan without your constant push down this empowered, deeply spiritual path in pursuit of big deal comedic glory. Thank you. Erica Loberg lives. Thank you very much! I love living with my roommate Jay in Sherman Oaks. Still miss you, pal. Aerosmith was the best. We went tripping on mushrooms when I got fired from my first and only bartender job. I had in a fancy 4-star French restaurant in West Hollywood on La Brea after months of searching. Coming up with Bupkis. He bought me a Knicks warm-up gear jacket for my birthday. No grown-up guy friend ever got me a gift on my birthday. Love you, brother. Celebrating Aerosmith after the release of Dude, Old Dad Does Jokes and Control My Kids a Comedy was an amazing memory I'll cherish forever as I continue to chip away at the stone. Aerosmith, American Stones live. Holla! Thank you very much. Lizette, beautiful Lizette, was statuesque perfection. Looked like the Latino Terry Hatcher. She paid her way through law school. Loved my poetry. Made her cry when I graded her blowjob once. Sorry, babe. You were perfect. Lizette lives. Holla! And the blowjob was just a little crazy for my taste. Thank you very much! I did sing karaoke every Friday. My roommate Jay. I met Leslie from the Valley there. She sold porno DVDs for a living. To prove the fact that I'm older than fucking Yiddish. The stage of my life. At the same time, that backstory. Freaking dreamy Paul Thomas Anderson material I've done absolutely goonish with. Leslie got a personal trainer. At the time, shame my flabby, non-existent calf muscles at the time. You were great too, babe. Thanks for telling me to not always take myself so freaking seriously and to take a break from serving Lady Laugh for a change and to actually enjoy life in you. Because you're wonderful. And I enjoyed our time together a long time, all the time. Holla! Thank you very much! I auditioned for the reality show Blind Date in the same room as Disco Dan. And I got on the show Blind Date. But in the end, all I got out of it was a free meal and herpes. Holla! Thank you very much! It was hard to top my summer wins, Summer Lamb. She was such a sweet, fun-loving, beautiful gal. Her plan for us? Move to Santa Barbara. Summer would day trade, and I'd write books for a living. I fucked that one up. Love you forever, perfect. Holla! Summer Lamb lives. Thank you very much! I do shotguns of weed with Summer. My Hermosa Beach pad. She didn't even like weed. Despite going to the same school as Obama in Hawaii. And if Obama was such a baller in high school and wasn't a fake news baller, then why did he ride the bench at an all-Asian private school in Hawaii? Holla! But Eddie Vedder kicked his ass and horse during his birthday bash the freaking Vineyard this weekend. Thank you very much! Erica's dad in Westwood constantly had a keg of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale on tap constantly. Fuck! Now I have to be happy and express gratitude and be kind in spirit for a father-in-law's leftovers brown ale from Maine delivered to our house whenever they visit. Holla! Thank you very much! Brown ale from Maine that's 3.5 years old last time I checked. Holla! Thank you very much! Leslie had issues compared to me. Made my fucking younger brother come across as a oasis of serene calm stability. Holla! Thank you very much! Still, Leslie did look like a shorter Lorraine Bracco to me. And her dad's house in Malibu was sick. Doesn't make up for her terrorizing me at work. Almost getting me arrested for fake news assault charges. And the restraining order which followed. Thank God I saved those voicemails to play for the cops when I was in handcuffs. To document her crazed hate speech about me at the time. Pre-fake news. Holla! Thank you very much! Now that was hate speech. My first year of doing open mics in LA was humbling. I fumble an opener joke about Ron Artest after the Rumble in Detroit. And I don't discriminate against pussy. Holla! Thank you very much! You can only hope to contain him, folks. Mark Robert lives. Holla! Thank you very much! So, besides my first non-pothead binge year over the past 2 decades, resulting in my most creative output surge of all time, what other arguments did I advance in my debt parenting book, Controlling My Kids, a Comedy, a Love Story? Glad you asked. Comedy control works. Holla! Helicopter parents created mumblecore twerps and fucked up their kids good. Most baby boomers didn't do much better. Holla! Thank you very much! White privilege. Reverse. Racism exists. No, he didn't. Oh, yes, I did. Holla! Thank you very much! Kids, behave in public better when you hold them to a higher social standard than Antifa. Holla! Fuck those Punisher vigilante wannabes. Thank you very much! Stanley lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Old school. Shoulder rides rule. Holla! Thank you very much! Husbands today have to work remote or else they'll be charged with sexual harassment, assuming the meetings with Skype or Zoom start with husbands first. Raise your hands high where I could see them. For all you Jeffrey Toobin wannabes out there, holla! Resist this, New Yorker. Thank you very much! Kids need dad around more. Arthurs are fireproof. Books on fatherhood blow. Pride is on my side. Kids make you feel better than loved. My third child, Samuel Teddy Kornbluth, was bound to woo. Why else would grandmas flirt with him at Stop and Shop nonstop and say, when you get older, you can have three girlfriends to juggle? And doodle dad will say, no offense, lady, but if James Woods had this kid's face, your estimates wouldn't be so conservative. Can I get a holla? For anyone, they ever got tense from that joke? Because a conservative celebrity aura was conjured in the service of a fucking hilarious joke. And you can go woke yourself too. Holla! Boom shakalaka! For thinking that I had COVID this morning because I'm like sniffly and I'm sleeping, and what I'm noticing is my comedic, hardcore, edgy prowess completely eliminating any trail or surge of a fucking itchy esophagus that I ain't getting a staff for, not for my dead body. Kill Marvin Hagler, not gonna happen to me. I still have plenty of championships to win. Holla! Thank you very much! Shadow banning is realer than Keith Ellison's Borders or Bullshit t-shirts. Holla! James Brown lives. Thank you very much! Facebook, the baby boomers, the laziest grandparent generation of all time. Lifting a finger is liking a picture on Facebook. Holla! Thank you very much! My gap years were the best at times and the worst at times. Holla! For that English writer, lots of moles, I'm assuming, who came up with the line. Screams! I'm pulling out because I no longer feel like I'm winning. Bruce lives. Holla! Thank you very much. My daughter is the best bud Sarah Silverman never had. Husbands today are expected to do more than knock up their wives every other 2 years while also being expected to sport a semi-fake news smile while being stuck on permanent cleanup dependent gippy bitch cleanup detail, regardless if they're making money or not. Holla! Thank you very much! Stranger anxiety is fake news. My kids are either into you or they're not. And Baba's forced fucking Ukrainian accent around my kids isn't doing her any favors. Holla! Thank you very much! Baby boomer arrogance never dies. Where's that bumper sticker already? Thank you very much! Males today must masturbate. Long time, all the time. Because it's our only safety rail left. Holla! Thank you very much! Funnier dad, happier baby. You want a photo off? Boomer man? Didn't think so. Holla! Thank you very much! Working remotely can make our kids great again. My three fuss-free kids, 99% of the time, are living proof of it. Holla! Thank you very much! Children are better than you. Especially every demonic Democrat who actually gave two shits about Obama's birthday party celebrating the death of democracy in the process. Holla! Suck on a long time. Thank you very much! Party animal DNA doesn't die. Once you have kids, and hangovers and kids don't mix. Nor do graduating from cocaine to heroin. Holla! Thank you very much! Failing to be a provider bites. Don't wish it on my fucking worst enemy. Holla! Thank you very much! One kid only means you're for walls. After all, resist this long time. Holla! Thank you very much! Hate is good because it highlights what to avoid from ruining your happiness bubble at home for future reference. You're like thinking, what is this comedy record called? Do It All Dad Does Divorce? Holla! Thank you very much! But hate is good because it forces you to pursue other people who value and appreciate your company. Like at a Trump rally back in the day, pre-COVID, to make your sex life feel above average again. While you say to Francine from Indiana, put my man meat in, Indiana MILF. I'm ready to play. Can I get a holla for John Cougar Mellencamp? Poor man's Bruce. Very talented guy. Raised a boxer. Got accepted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Threatened to have his son beat the shit out of any snot-nosed, elitist East Coast critic. They said he never had a chance. Well, looks like he got the last laugh. And who cares if Meg Ryan's face is a little fucked up. A lot better looking than any of those girls they're married to, most likely. Holla! Probably rocked the freaking arm flap look. Because Lena Dunham encouraged a life improving picker upper. Especially when you're pushing your kids in the swing and you sing in honor of the great Sly Stone, I'm gonna take you higher. And your sons and your daughter match you in rhythm. Holla! Thank you very much! Fatherhood was the best kickstart to my heart to quit my addiction to Adderall and to puffing one-hitters as often as I did after banging on more sheets of comedy gold. I tried really hard to become a functional pothead. Really tried my best to raise my kids on speed. Adderall, namely. But I'm loving my break now. Weed, no matter how good the batch, dulls the impact of my Aries punchy might. And Adderall renders me into a bitchy diva with a persecution complex no better than Princess Diaries of LeBron James or my younger brother, a.k.a. Sir Snortalot, for that matter. Holla! Thank you very much! There's no need for rehab. Amy Winehouse, babe. When you've got fatherhood, I only wish you could have had a daughter and got to be loved by your sweeter, funnier twin who exudes nothing but pure good. What's in fatherhood for me? The golden opportunity to raise better, sweeter, funnier, kinder, more compassionate, kick-ass soul rebels with far less dupey evil spirits to conquer in the process. What's in fatherhood for me? Daddy? How do you spell I love you?